Lynn has joined us with us.
And at 20 past five, that's where we take our leave of the World Service and welcome in a whole new day of programmes here on Radio 4 on this Christmas Eve 2024. I'm Lisa Costello and Simon King is at the BBC Weather Centre. We'll have a full shipping update and news briefing for you shortly. After that, we'll hear of the remote community in Northumberland about to get its very own Christmas miracle. Not myrrh, but mains electricity. That's in Farming Today at 6:15. But first, let's look to a bit of tradition waiting in the wings to spread its festive magic.
Christmas Eve on BBC Radio 4. Join us for a festival of nine lessons and carols. A heartwarming celebration of the season with Bible readings, timeless hymns and carols old and new. Then later, experience the beauty and serenity of our Midnight Mass, live from Leeds Cathedral. Christmas Eve on BBC Sounds and Radio 4, with the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols at 3 p.m. and Midnight Mass from 11:30.
Nothing says sherry time quite like it. But before we get carried away, let's get straight to Simon King. Morning, Simon.
Thanks, Lisa. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 24th of December. There are warnings of gales in North Cira, Cromarty, Rockall, Malham, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, just west of Fitzroy, 1036, expected North Biscay, 1033, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. North at Cira, south at Cira. Southerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in North at Cira, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 in Cromarty, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Forties and Dogger. Fisher, Jemimbite, Humber, Thames. South or southwest 4 to 6, veering west or southwest 3 to 5. Rain, then occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Dover. Variable, mainly west 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. South Biscay. Northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 or 3, then easterly 4 or 5 later. Rain, then occasional drizzle, moderate or good. South Fitzroy. Northeasterly 4 to 6, veering easterly 3 to 5 later. Fair. Good. North Fitzroy. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 5 in northwest. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Westerly, backing southwesterly 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 in west Sol and north Irish Sea, and 3 elsewhere. Drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 in northwest, drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malham, Hebrides, South Bailey, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Hebrides and Bailey, rain or drizzle, moderate or poor, occasionally good. North Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Bailey and Faroes. Rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good at first. South East Iceland. Southwesterly, becoming cyclonic for a time, 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or showers, wintry later, moderate or poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tari automatic, west-southwest 5, rain 2 miles, 1014, now falling. Stornoway, southwest by west 5, recent drizzle 3 miles, 1009, now falling. Lerwick, west-southwest 5, mist 4 miles, 1004, rising more slowly. Lucas, west by south 5, more than 38 miles, 1013, now rising. Bridlington, west southwest 4, 1018, now rising. Sound Editing Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 5, 2 miles, 1023. Jersey, northwest by west 3, mist 3 miles, 1026, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 4, 5 miles, 1026. Scilly Automatic, west northwest 4, drizzle 800 metres, 1028, now falling. Valentia, southwest 3, mist 1600 metres, 1026, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 4, 8 miles, 1021, now falling. Malin Head, southwest 5, mist 2 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. The United Kingdom will lie in a mild west to southwesterly airflow during the next couple of days. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle will gradually be confined to northern and western areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, then increasing gale 8 at times. Occasional rain or drizzle, but becoming fair in south. Good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 4 to 6, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in north, decreasing 2 at times later. Occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later in west 2 to 4. Drizzle at times, then becoming fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, backing southwest 2 or 3 later. Drizzle at times, fog patches at first in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West 3 to 5, backing southwest 2 to 4 later. Drizzle at times, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Man of Galloway. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, becoming variable 3 or less later in Liverpool Bay. Drizzle at times, mainly at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man. Southwest 4 or 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carnarvon for Loch. South or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, occasional drizzle, mainly at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, rain or drizzle at times, mainly at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Isle of Merchant Point. Southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in north and 4 later in south, drizzle at times, mainly at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. and the Shetland Isles, west backing south 4 to 6, then veering southwest 6 to gale 8. Fair, then rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 24th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. A NASA spacecraft is making history today, attempting the closest ever approach to the sun. Research suggests the number of people due to spend Christmas Day alone has doubled since the 1960s. In business, shares in the carmaker Honda have been boosted by the news of a merger with Nissan. And in sport, Ben Stokes says he's prepared to go through blood, sweat and tears as he faces 3 months out injured. After a voyage lasting 6 years and counting, a NASA spacecraft will make an extraordinary attempt today to fly closer to the sun than any craft has ever been. The Parker Solar Probe will travel to within 4 million miles, a tiny distance in space terms, where it will experience temperatures of almost 1,000 Celsius. NASA's head of science, Dr. Nicola Fox, says the information it collects could solve the mystery of why this outer region of the sun is hundreds of times hotter than its surface.
Even though we've had missions that have gone very close to the sun, that wasn't close enough to get into this sort of magic region where all of this physics and all of these processes that are happening, and the only way to be able to understand those processes is to fly through them and take the data in situ, like right where all the action is happening.
Research into how attitudes to Christmas have changed since the late 1960s suggests the proportion of British people who'll spend the day alone has doubled, though the rise is most apparent among the young than the older. But the study from King's College London showed that in general, opinions about Christmas have changed little in almost 60 years. Our home editor, Mark Easton, reports.
Some things don't change. 8 in 10 people this month thought Christmas was too commercialised, virtually the same as back in 1969. 55 years ago, just over half said Christmas was more of a family occasion than a religious one. That has risen to 60%, a surprisingly small change in a much more secular and diverse country. Should parents encourage their children to believe in Santa Claus? When asked in 1969, 75% of people agreed. Now that's fallen to 62%. But it's not parents of young children who've gone all bah humbug. The research suggests it's grandparents.
A serving Police Scotland officer is among four people who've been charged after an investigation by the force's anti-corruption unit. The male officer, who's been suspended, was arrested last week with two other men and a woman. They've all been released to appear in court at a later date. The French Prime Minister, François Bayrou, says his new government will steer the country